John Von Oven, beginning with George Mitchell, this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. John Von Oven, beginning the visit with George Mitchell, this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. Channel One Oven, beginning the visit with George Mitchell, this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74.
Oh, yeah. I'm back. Right. I'm on the road again.
Hey, look, yes, I thought somebody come see you.
How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. They don't just complain.
Well, let me tell you, I can't get used to that high class, that truck you got with paint on it.
Yes, well,
I'm just not used to much paint.
Yes,
No, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was, but you see, I got so I don't pay much attention.
That's true. That's so right.
Unless I recognize them.
Yes, sir. That's true.
I just figured they'd come.
That's up. A lot of people.
I'll be right back.
A lot of people, you know, they say, you know, George, say, I don't know who you are. I said, I done had it so long. I said, everybody look like I just know now. Yeah, I'm the same way, though. I meet a lot of people, you know, a lot of people leave my meat on the road and they blow at me, you know. I look back or look over on the side there and they be gone before I can see them, Mr. Miles.
It ain't any good.
Yes, sir.
And the fan, it gets loose sometimes. It looks like it's
going to
just tear up, Jack.
That's right. That's true. They do make a noise when they get loose.
I wish they'd fix a fan or something so that you wouldn't have to fix it all the time.
Right. That is true.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That really would. But that's something look like they won't, ain't nobody going to ever do no more. They ain't going to never fix nothing that nobody ain't going to have trouble with.
No.
They just reaching at you all
you
the time.
I had to go to the doctor the other day to get an x-ray. And it was right considerable time. They was fiddling around in there.
That's right.
And now I can't tell you how it come up, but I said, you know, this country here, it's hard to realize that back around 1900,
right,
it kind of reached a peak. People lived good.
Right. That's true. Really true. That's
and now look what she, and she picked it up. And she says, you know, I never get to stop. I work here all day and I go home at night and I have to take that old car to the garage and have them take her on it. And she says, and she got a family, you see.
That's right.
Working.
That's true. It's something all the time. That's the truth. It yeah. Just ain't going to let you be contented.
Let me tell you, George. If people realized what kind of world they lived in when your mama was.
Yes, sir.
In her prime.
That's
you
right.
Growing up,
yes, sir. That's right. That was true.
Well,
that's
they,
right.
They just revolt.
That's right. That's true.
And yes, all sir. This foolishness they've got to do.
Too much of it. Just too much of this foolishness for words. I'm just scared to death and worried to death all the time, Mr. Miles. It just keeps me scared and worried all the time. I'm telling you the truth. I ain't never feel good because it's something always happening and it looks like it's happening closer and closer.
Closer and closer.
Until it just makes you stay on the ticklish side, you know. Yeah. Don't know when your time next is all of that.
Right. You just feel like you're
going to
wind up a greasy spot out on the highway.
Right, that's the truth. That's no joke.
That's I just dread going out there.
I do too. I don't get out there no more than I have to. That's one reason what made me quit working in town on account of so much traffic and then foggy mornings and all of that. And I love to work in town because I can see myself pretty good. But I'm scared of my life and going backwards and forwards. That's it. I'm really scared of that. Yes, sir.
And you know, you take this preacher over here. He lives over in Hawthorne.
Right.
And he just shuffling back and forth.
That's right. That is so true. That's right.
Well, did he have some trouble? Did he wreck?
Yeah, on something. I just remember now what it was, but I think it was.
Was it a car? Was it a just fall or something?
I think he fell. I think that's the way it was. But I know he stayed in there a little while, but he got all right now. So.
I remember when Miss Bessie died, he wasn't even able to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He was. That
he was sick then. That's right.
This January, it spoils it, don't it?
Beats everything I can see. I'm telling you the truth. I'm just tickled to death to see this weather, and I just don't want to see nothing come behind this though. But I'm sure glad to see this weather.
Now you're saving money over there at your house.
You're mighty right. Yes, sir. That's the reason I'm so glad of it. Yes, sir. As I tell you, when you got to be spending buying fuel to keep warm and getting up all of that, well, you better lose a whole lot. And when you catch this weather like it is now, well, you doing good.
Yeah.
That's right.
George got that pretty car out there, Faye, and I thought he'd somebody pulling up to see you.
I would just settle down and do a
little work, and I heard
this
call.
Yes, sir. You can't work this time
of
day. It's too late
to
start now, isn't it,
George? Well, I don't know. I won't say that, Mr. Miles. There'd be a lot of days I don't get a chance to go to work until close to 1 o'clock on account of the fog be so bad.
Yeah.
And I've been picking fruit, and the trees be wet, you know. You have to try to wait to let them get dried off.
I didn't realize that.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. See, that fog be so bad in the morning, and you get wet all up if you try to have to wait then until the trees dry off.
You just don't push it.
No, because I'm scared of my life, because we keep getting wet in them trees where you know what's going to happen next.
Yeah,
somebody going to get sick, you know. That's right.
That's right.
I had a pneumonia once by doing that. I just get out there and pick fruits, you know, when the trees were wet.
Yeah.
And it caught me up in the summertime. It waited until the summertime to get me, though.
Oh.
Yes, so
it caught you in the summertime.
That's right. Waited until the lawn is all gone.
And you can't get dry as long as you're up in the trees.
As they're wet, no, ma'am. You never get dry.
Then
when you get wet like that in the morning, like that, where you're going to be. You're going to still be wet the rest of the day because there's sweat coming right with it, where you ain't doing nothing but really hurting your own self.
Yeah, you can't just stop and hang your bridges out.
Right, that's true. No, you can't do that. That's right. Yes,
you know what I do sometimes? I take an extra pair with me in case I get in the rain or something.
That's true.
But, of course, that's away from home.
Yes.
Up there.
That's right.
No, I don't like to sit around wet. No. I didn't used to mind it, did you?
No, I didn't used to mind.
I
used to get right on out in there. And I kept getting on out in there if I didn't have the pneumonia from it. The doctor told me, said that's what it comes from.
So, well, now, have you got a crew?
No, so I'm just hipping someone. That's all.
That's better. That's easier on you.
Yes, sir. That's no, you ain't got no whole lot of trouble on your hand. You can just wet and all these.
I don't think I'd want to have a crew
these
days.
Not now, I don't. I used to pull a crew here about 4 or 5 years ago. I had a good crew at them time, but now they rough. I wouldn't fool on right there with them. Not with a crew out there in the Orange Grove.
Still, there's nothing you can do about a lot of it.
That's right. That's for true. You're responsible, and then when they leave a lot of fruit in the trees, then you got to go back and clean them trees up.
Oh, they got to clean them, and they don't want to get them unless they're out there where they plant them.
That's right. And when you go and you get those people's grow, well, they looking for you to clean them trees up. They don't want you to leave nail on in the trees.
Well,
Oh, I didn't realize that, George.
That's right.
What about busting up the leaves, limbs, and things like that?
They don't want you to break up them if you keep from it. But quite naturally, you will break a ladder, will break a limb every now and again, you know, by your weight, you know, as you're pressing on going up there. Well, sometimes a limb will break, but other than that, they don't mind that so bad, but they really don't want you to leave no fruit on the tree.
Well, I've not been out there, and that's one thing I haven't got into down here. I haven't had any, and I don't know anybody who does have, you see. I mean, I'm not associated with them. One thing I noticed about a ladder, you see, as long as you keep it pretty close to the house, you won't have any trouble with it. But when you ain't used to a ladder, you see, you put the bottom way out here.
Right.
So like that.
That's true.
And then you got so much strain on it.
That's right.
And it's got so much more strain on the wall or the tree.
That's true. Well, sometimes you can get in trouble with picking onions, Mr. Miles, because sometimes the tree don't have enough top with those ladders to hold it good. And you can get right up in the top of one where you may think you got a good standard, and you get up there and you go to reach and pulling onions. Well, that ladder sometimes it'll kill you just that fast, and you get overbalanced and go right on through them trees. It's dangerous, all right. Now, you have to be careful with doing it. It ain't no play job.
Yeah.
I had, I was picking down here, right here on Christian Hill. You know where Christian Hill is, down here on the other side of McIntyre. And I had a 35-foot ladder. And I had my sight just about full on it. I was just finna come down. And, I was going to reach over and pull two or three more, you know, and finish filling up my sack. But it was just about full anyway, but I was going to pick two or three more. And I started down, and that wheeled me over. I went right through the middle of the tree. And a limb caught me right up under it. I had 19 stitches under my throat and 17 on the outside. It's like in a half an inch cutting my windpipe. Right.
Those stickers on them are really
Yes,
bad.
Ma'am. That's right. And I had a whole sack of oranges, too. That thing, I mean, I hit on my shoulder. That's right. It threw me right through the middle of that tree. I was picking for Mr. McLeod then, so they rushed me on over to the doctor. And I didn't quit work. At least they wanted me to stop working, you know, for a day or a few days, you know, after I got hurt. But it didn't worry me, and so I picked right on.
With that sack rocket?
That's right. Yes, sir. Well, it's dangerous. I tell anybody, it ain't no play job. You have to keep watching them ladders and limbs, the trees, you know, right now.
Well, McLeod, that was some time back.
Yes, sir. That'd been at least about 12, 14 years ago.
Now you got a whole new set of people.
It's all new people now. It ain't no more.
Huff about the only one left?
Mr. Huff about the oldest one now. He is the oldest one now in the business now. Mr. McLeod, he turned all the hills and over. Mr. Johnny McGee, he turned all of Mr. McLeod's on. That's right.
And McLeod,
he the one who got all them oranges from McIntosh all the way back to Central and everywhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, some of them fellas, George, get so much money, they don't know what to do.
Well, he a man got it. I know he got plenty of it. Yes, sir. Ain't no joke about that. He been in business a long time.
Well, a lot of people around here worked with him. And
yes, sir.
I remember when Noah offered, I made silage over here that year, and I didn't have any help much, so we were going to get a pickup, a dump truck.
Right.
And Noah offered got one from this, from McLeod.
That's right, yes.
And he's supposed to pay him $100 a day. Well, the way we figured it, we just figured the time we used it, you see, and it didn't amount up to 20 days.
That's right. No joke, don't shut up. He didn't need it. But he, a man got money, you got to go his way or don't go or do nothing, you know. That's right.
It's just favor to put offers.
That's right.
The offer was one of my good friends. I sure hated to see him pass along.
That's right.
You
look fine.
Work along with him?
He's a fine man. That's
good. Good to work with.
Yes, sir.
His private life, you see, I wasn't in on his
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
But he's a fine fellow to work with. I say that one thing about him.
I just knew him when he was out there on the tractor.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he'd spoil you.
That's it.
And he'd tell you right. He'd tell you things.
And that's right.
And he'd tell you right.
That's right.
Well,
Mr. Crowd, he's a fine man, too. He's a fine man. He'll do you a favor, all right enough, but you can remember, he don't be joking, though. When he says something, he don't joke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So you can put your foot on him. Whatever he said, well, that's it.
So you kind of listen to what he
said. Yes, sir. You can listen to what he said. That's right.
Yeah.
And he'll do all kind of favors for you, too. Ain't no joke about it. He's a man. Sure do favors.
I'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
I got something out here.
That's right.
What have we done to get this weather? What's it
going to
do, George?
I'm hoping, praying that it stays just like it is, you know?
Oh, well.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good of it right now. I felt better this week of it than I have been feeling. After I see all these trees blooming out and everything coming out, I don't believe we're going to have, we may have a little coolness, but I don't believe we're going to have no more. So like frost or anything like that.
My Lord.
I really don't.
February and March.
Yes, I don't believe we're going to have nothing but a little coolness. I really ain't looking for we to have no more.
Have you ever seen a winter that did that?
Well, it's been many years since I got a chance to see it stay like this warm, but not this long, you know. Well, we had it warm for a while.
Sure.
But it turned back and get cold on us. But this is the first that I've ever saw this long. So I'm beginning to believe that we ain't going to have much yet, but just a little coolness.
Well, they say, you know, we need a little coolness to make the oranges good.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe they're quite as sweet as they.
Well, I haven't eaten any, Miss Miles. I'm picking out there every day out there, but that's something I don't care anything
for. Why, George?
I don't know, Miss Miles, but I guess... I imagine I ate so many when I was, coming up. So, I'm by that is I'm ill about watermelon. Now I eat a watermelon, maybe two pieces out of a season, and I'm through with that. And I'm the same way about oranges. Well, I may drink a little orange juice, maybe. We on up as orange season going out, and that's all.
Yeah. Just have so much of them.
I work on them. When you're working things so much like that, well, they say you don't never care nothing about them.
And that's funny, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you'd think that you just pick an orange and eat an orange.
That's right. That's true. I look at a lot of them out there. They steady eat oranges. They pick a while, then they sit down, then they eat. But that's something you don't know. I never fool an orange.
Well, we drink the juice and we also eat them.
That's right.
And I've noticed that this year the navels never did really get as sweet as they usually do.
No, that's right.
And I suppose it's because it takes a little cool.
It takes a good bit of cold, you know, to make them sweeten up like they should. Except when they get wound up in the year now, well, from now on, they'll get sweeter and sweeter the longer they stay on the tree. They'll get sweeter and sweeter.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I...
But at the first of all, they don't be nothing like sweet.
No.
But the longer they stay on the tree, well, longer, the sweeter they will get.
Are they sweet now?
They getting sweet, so to tell me, but I ain't admit in it yet, but they said it is. But I do know this, the longer they stay on the tree, well, the sweeter they get.
They're a little slow this year.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Those navel, did they ever get sweet?
I don't think they are. I ain't hear nobody say my smile.
They used to buy a few down there at the Army Tower.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But this season they haven't.
I don't think it's been no great bit. A whole lot of neighbors, not close around here, because the trees, what little few trees I saw, neighbors, it wasn't but a few on the trees. They wasn't plentiful this go round.
You got watermelons this year, Johnny?
I ain't got anything yet. That's what I'm trying to find out just what how the situation gonna go with me.
Well, them watermelons, I don't see how anybody you got such an expense on that. You know, you can't do it all yourself, and you've hired done like that, even just hauling out of the field, even if the big truck sets out there. Just look how much that costs.
Well, you're going to have to, go just like this, Mr. Miles. You can't do it all yourself, it's true, but you can do so much. But coming down to Gilson time, you're going to have some help, and you got to have some when you go to Horn. But other than that, well, you standing good, Jones. Yeah. That's right. But that's the only time you need somebody is when you go to Horn. And picking time, where you need somebody then.
Don't you need irrigation, George?
Well, if the weather now don't be just right, then you have to use water then. If there's anywhere where you can pump it.
Well, that's it.
But a lot of time, like I was this last year with watermelon, I didn't have any place where I could pump no water, so. I had to just.
Sure, not any around here.
Yeah, I just stand still.
That's the trouble. That's the trouble. Sometimes the fella that does the hauling makes more than the fella that raises the crop, don't he?
And sometimes he do. That's the truth. That's it. Right. That's the way it goes. It's true.
But if the price stays up 3 and 4 and 5 cents a little while,
oh yeah,
then you make so much money.
That's right.
That's far, yeah. Then you don't want to just take a little money.
you like to see a big lot of it coming when you see it coming all
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Things selling good, well, you feel good.
Yeah.
Things ain't selling good, then you feel it bad.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You just.
Don't nobody know how you feel but yourself now. you feel bad, you see it. You paying it all going out and ain't none coming in. You sick.
Yeah.
People think you ain't, but you sick.
You might as well just, if you're going to get watermelons, like worse than the other crops, it's gambling, and furthermore, it's gambling with pretty high stakes, ain't it?
That's true.
You can go down here and with $10 in your pocket and down here to this new joint. What they call that?
You mean the highlight?
Yeah.
That's right.
And you can't lose over $10 if that's all you got.
That's right. Well, that's true. That's all you're going to lose is true. That's true.
Yeah.
But when you go, as all of them tell me, at least I'd never have been out there. I was laying off to go down there and look. But they tell me you got to pay to even go in there. So I figured if I had to pay to go in there, well, I didn't need to go to look. So I never really got a chance to go.
Oh, you never been down there?
I never have. So. That's right.
Well,
just past the road. That's all. I just see it sitting there.
Well, I
couldn't tell you how nothing in the world I looked no more from the roadside. I had a lot of friends, a lot of people tell me how it works, but I don't feel like if you're going to go to something and you got to pay your way in there and then pay again, well, you ain't doing so good. I don't feel like it like that. That's the way I feel like. It's all right if you can go in there and you have your choice if you want to play or don't play. Well, but paying to go in, I can't see that so good.
It is pretty good fare to get in.
They say, I think somebody told me, I think it was $2 or $3 to even go in.
I just got so it costs a couple of dollars to go to the movie, doesn't it?
I don't even get checked. I don't go to them because I used to love to go to movies way years ago, but since they got out of sight, I don't see no movies.
You just
I watch TV. That's, that's the only movies I get chance to see. Yes, sir.
What time you get to look at TV?
Well, why it's a meat supper. I eat supper then, and I'm sitting up there watching TV then.
Yeah.
Then I watch it then until after supper. Then I'm tired, then I got to go to sleep. That's right. I can't never get a chance to see but one show over. I can't see the second because I'm asleep. I sit up to the table here for nights, you know. I'm sitting up there after I eat stuff. I sort of get me a lean over, you know, prop. I'm looking at it good. Next thing, I'm my head all the way down. I'm asleep there.
George, let me tell you what. The reason I went into raising cattle, you can kind of, it ain't much trouble. And all you have to put your mind to it a little bit. See, now this is calving season, and you got to watch them. And every now and then one of them needs a little help. And if you got to give them a little protein, a little rye or something, you see. And it's some trouble to do that. They'll go in, all right, but it won't come out. And they don't need much of it. I found when I had it, I let them stay in as long as they kept the head down. And then I'd bring them out. Well, they don't quite want to come out then. So you gotta. Round them up. And that's a little trouble. Of course, you can do it on a horse. I always just did it on foot.
That's right. That's true.
And I guess I missed my bet. I ought to have done it on a horse.
Okay.
And but they don't need to be in it over 2-3 days a week. That's enough to hold them.
Yes.
It don't hurt them to carry a calf just so they haven't got it yet.
That's right.
Once they start giving milk, it pulls them down.
Yes, sir.
At least that's the way I saw it.
Yes, sir.
With the farming, you run into trouble. Well, for one thing, if you just rent the ground so much an acre, it's not worth the trouble. And then if you get into it, there's always a little something to tinker with. And these days, everything you do is hard to do. You see, even if a tractor breaks down, it's a day's work just to get to fix yourself or get someone to fix it.
That's right. That's wicked.
And then, like you said, gathering time and hoeing time, you got a bunch of people around. And I don't know, they're not what you'd call destructive, but
there's a lot of expenses. I can tell you that right now.
and you see, they don't work very well, and that's always sort of hard.
That's
on
true.
You.
That's right.
And you always get a bunch of one or two that you just do not have.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have some good ones, some bad ones. You're gonna have it all mixed up in there.
Yeah.
You're gonna have more bad ones than you're gonna have good ones.
Yeah.
That's what you get now. Yeah. If you get out there, not getting up help. Now you're gonna get more bad ones than you can get good ones. If you get say well, you're gonna get 15 or 20 people. You may have 3 out of 20. You ain't gonna find over 3 good ones out of 20 people.
Oh, that man.
That's right. You find the rest of them on that sorry side. That's right. They ain't looking at for but one thing, and that's the hours and payday.
And for you to.
They don't care about how your wet going on. They gonna do it as slow as they can and half do it. But they really looking for that money. They looking for that money.
And looking for you to go to the store for them.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to carry them there if you expect to keep your help. They gonna want to go to the store every noon.
And you gotta pick them up.
That's right. And you got to pick your help up too.
Now, the old days, as I understand it, I've heard old Coleman talk about that.
Well, I have walked, Mr. Miles, from right there, where Arthur live at. I walked from right there, way over to Lake Salmonson. You know way over there on that ranch over there? I walked over there to Wet Backers and Farmers every day. For about 3 or 4 years. That's morning and night.
Yeah.
And I would be over there every morning before 7 o'clock. Walk too.
Yeah. And then you didn't work an 8-hour day.
And I work until we were going from till dark, longer we could see. That's right. And then walk back in. I enjoyed it.
So you learned this country pretty well.
I know about it. I know it good. Yes, sir.
I remember old Jim Means was over here one time. And he looked around these fields here and told me, and just talking, and he talked like, now he says, over here is where they had them melons that year. And Mrs. Boyle's got mean with them. And you know one thing and another like that. And he says you got a little sandy ground right down here.
He really knows. He really been around here. Yeah, he's been around here a long time. But I worked for him for about 10 years or better. I just keep up as he used to plant sweet potatoes and all like that, and I used to keep him up, plow him and keep up his little farm for him.
Yeah.
So.
That's about as easy a crop to grow, because then you wasn't hurt, you'd keep it all winter if you wanted.
Right, that's true. Yes, sir. That's right.
Did he store them, some of them?
He sold a lot of them, and he'd keep them back. He'd sell a whole year round.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. He'd just grow a lot of them.
And everybody, a lot of people knew about it.
That's right. He'd go around maybe once or twice a week. He'd go put him a lot of them in sacks, and he'd go around, and people would buy them 50 cent, 25 cent, all the price, that, yeah. That's right. Had about 3 grades of taters, all different prices.
Oh,
yes.
Going out to the bacon size.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well?
He growed enough taters out of every year until we'd be digging taters again when he never would give up.
And still have some on hand.
That's right.
How many would he put in?
Well, he had planted at least around 25 or 30 or 40 acres, all like that.
And you didn't have to fertilize potatoes much?
No, not much at all.
If you fertilize them much, your lye would get vines.
That's right. But he hardly ever would put much fertilizer to them at all. And he used to make some potatoes too.
Always make potatoes?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Coleman helped us put in a few down here this year. We used a little of that light 666 fertilizer.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was enough to hurt them, just a sort of a sample or a taste. And you know what happened to them? They had pretty vines, but they didn't have potatoes. Wasn't any potatoes under them.
Well, probably... Mr. Mean just tell her, he said that you can set taters a little too late. Maybe y'all saw them too late.
He had the same experience over at his house.
Hmm.
As I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. He put them in a little early. These were put in the last of July. That's a little late, I guess.
Well, I guess it was. I don't know, but Mr. Jermaine tell me now, he the man used to raise it. Well, we used to try to get through Seven Taters somewhere along about the middle of July.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't set. We'd be through setting sweet potatoes then.
Would you put in planting the vines?
We'd cut vines. See what we would do. We'd cut and set with stick right on up until then. So he'd have enough to keep where he could keep cutting and keep setting.
Yeah.
That's right. He'd grow a big bed and he'd set out a few, and then he'd just cut from them. But he'd set them out real early, you know, and then where he could keep cutting.
Yeah, that's a system, wasn't it?
That was a good system he had. He never had to worry about growing or about buying any cuttings at all.
And you worked with him for a long time?
About 10 years, about.
Up until when? The war? When did he lose that place?
He lost it. Yeah.
About 1955.
Somewhere like that, I believe it was. I believe it's somewhere close.
I come in 57. I got on here in 60.
That must have been somewhere along about 55, 54, somewhere. It was somewhere along in there. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I stayed over there. Well, I stayed right over there by them. Stayed on their place. That's when I was working for them so long. See, I stayed right there on their place for so long.
Oh, your whole family?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts?
Right there across the road there. See where that pretty brick house over there on the right side of the road? Well, it used to be a old wooden house set right over there. Well, we stayed right there for years.
Well, about, that wasn't no distance at all. That's right there.
Right there.
Close
that's
up.
Right.
So you didn't have to.
I didn't have for the walk. That's right. That's
walk.
Right.
You didn't have to ride at all.
That's right.
Oh, he grew a lot of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Miss Bootsy used to work over there.
Right, yes, sir. She started to work in there. Well, I worked with him some after she started there for about a year after. And then he got where then he couldn't furnish enough work then for us. Then I had to go then.
But there for a while, he furnished enough full time.
Full time, that's right. He worked at a heap of help too. That's him. He had about 15 or 20 people that he was working through the whole sweet potato time.
He had the whole time or two?
That's right.
Keep it clean?
That's true.
Well, that's...
Oh, he was a big man now. He was up there too. He was a big man too.
Sure. He was thought well of.
Yeah, he was up there. Ain't no joke about that. He'll tell yourself. That's no joke. He was way up there.
He was well to do.
That's true. Yes, sir.
Do you remember his mother?
Yes, sir.
That's right. She
had a lovely mother. His mother was a fine lady. Yeah. I just keep up the yards for him and all that.
And she,
That's where I got my little sad to pay, my little handout money. I didn't know what money was until that was sad, the job, you know, clean yards, you know, and keep flowers worked out. Well, that little change then, that would be my little change. Mama would give me that little bit. That's
well,
right.
You didn't have to turn that back in.
Yeah, she give me that one.
Oh, you lived there. You were young. You lived there with your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I see.
That's right.
Miss Doris.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was back before the war.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was the last go round in this country, wasn't it?
That's true. Well, we lived over there from we moved over there in 1929.
Oh, that far back.
And we stayed over there until long up in about 34 somewhere along in there when we moved from there. That's right. Then we moved from there down there, And Mr. Bradley's house right down there below you know, where the Smithson used to have a place right down there. Well, it was our old house sets right down in the Bradley place where we moved from there down there. Then I went to help at Mr. Bradley, and I helped Mr. Bradley and the Riggerson then.
And then, when did you move over where you are now?
Well, I moved over there, where I'm here now. Well, I was, when I moved from there, from the Bradley place, when I moved on the Riggerson place. And I moved from the Riggerson place to where I'm here now.
I never heard that, Riggerson.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, they used to have two, it was two houses up there, you know where K stayed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it used to be two houses set there. Well, I just live in one of them there. And I moved from there to where I'm here now. I was working the Philly station there for Mr. Bateman when I moved from there over where I'm here now.
Oh.
That's it.
Was that where Miss Daisy and Ben Wright lived?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. There's two houses down there.
They lived in
one and I lived in another. That's right.
So you know them from way back?
Well, ever since I've been big enough, I can say. Well, I've been knowing them ever since from 20, like I said, from this, ever since we first came to Florida. Well, I was nothing but a child, and that's from 25 up until now.
Oh, you remember when you came?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you were just young.
That's right. I was just a child. I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was about 5 years old when we came out here, something like that.
Miss Anna, I used to hear her talk about Dora.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. So, well, we came down here in 25 and been here ever since.
Everybody was poor then.
Everybody was good doing. It was better then than it is now. Yes, sir.
And you didn't realize how good you were doing, did you?
We were doing good, that's right. Yes, sir.
I guess your mama has as many friends as anybody who's ever been in this country. I hear people I'm sure. Speak.
I'm sure. That's true.
Well,
how does
that happen, George?
Well, Mr. Miles, you work for everybody, and then you try to be nice to everybody. Well, then your name gonna go.
Well, now I know Miss Anna used to talk about it. She didn't talk about it, you know, as somebody working for her.
Right.
It's more like somebody would come around to talk to her.
Yeah, that's what they really would do. They would go from house to house. Well. Every chance they would have, well, they'd sit down and talk. The one, everybody always have got along good right around here in this section here. They've all go around and sit around and talk and be nice to one another. Have never been any confusion like time coming up now, but everybody just knowed one another and everybody was real nice to everybody. That was true. If you didn't have anything to eat, you needed something, you could go to them and they would fix up a great big box to help you to keep eating and keep going on.
Is that right?
That's so true. That's right.
Well, I know Miss Anna, I've heard her say many times, you know, if she felt sort of blue, she'd just have to talk to Miss Dora.
And I can tell you one thing, and we stayed up there on their place for, I guess, maybe for about 6-7 years, too.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? Up there?
Right up right back of there, that's right.
Close to the house.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you know this country better than anybody else.
I know it good. I was raised up around here, so we stayed right there by the church when we first came down here. Right there, right off there from where Son Smith, right back in there, was a house just set back there years ago. Well, we stayed there for about a couple of years, and we moved from up there. And we moved way up the railroad. Well, Lon Smith had a place up there, so we moved way up there. And we started forming up there with him up there. And we stayed up there for many years, and then we moved back move back up in Iverson there. Was going up.
I never thought about it before, but I guess you had a daddy.
That's right.
I never heard of him.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Was he living when you moved down here?
Yes, sir. That's right.
So. I never, you see Miss Bootsy when I come down here, but the time I got down here, she kind of gone, you know, she wasn't in a prime, you might say.
Right, that's true.
And I know she used to talk down there when she lived with Miss Betsy.
Right.
And a lot of times I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
That's true. That's it.
But now, you knew her when she was...
When she was back down, much younger. What I said, in the primes back there.
And she in good shape then.
That's right. She's real good. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember the time when she didn't... She wasn't she didn't do no drinking at all, Mr. Miles. She just started that stuff up, picked that up way up in these late years back. She didn't do no drinking in a long many years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I guess most people would take a little drink every now and then back then.
Because
that was.
But I never did see her, and everybody was real good church people. You didn't see nobody was drinking and doing like they do now. That's right.
And she was a good worker.
She was. That's true. Right.
She'd rather do that field work than anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. They do housework, but they'd rather...
Rather be in the field.
Be in the field.
That's true.
Now, that's something you can't tell them anymore,
is it? No, you can't tell them. That's true. No many people want to go out in the field no more now. They didn't want you to pay two or three different prices now, too.
Yeah. When she's over there with Jim Means, she'd do just... She'd hold the potatoes and she'd work year-round, too.
Yes, sir. That's right.
She live over there?
No, so she was living right over here. Right across the... Across over here going up this little hill up there. I can't call it. You know the people, but I just can't call the name right now. But it's right across the hill over there. But it was a house living over there then, and they was living right up on top of the hill there.
Yeah.
Then. That's right.
Up there around Farnaby's?
Yes, sir. Right up above, up there on that back, up there on that little hill over there. Well, Mr. Riggs and them got cows at, and that passed over there on the right side.
Uh-huh.
There was a house sitting right up there on the hill there.
Now,
Mr.
Riggs is the one that's got the. Is he the one that had the restaurant?
No, sir.
Oh, you mean that fellow that over there on Simon Ranch?
No, sir. Mr. Peek, Mr. Mark and them, Mr. Leroy and them, they got that. They own this field now. But at them time, he didn't own it. A fella used to have that whole place by the name of Mr. Willis.
Well.
Yes, sir. So they were staying on his place, Miss Booch and them then.
Oh.
So after years passed by, well, Mr. Willis died, and Mr. Mark and them, they bought that place through there.
Well, is Willis the one that lived up there where Mr. Patterson?
Yeah. He had that the next house from Mr. Patterson, where that old big house, that old big two-story house at.
Oh.
Well, that's the house where Mr. Willis used to stay.
Oh.
He used to be a buyer, you know, just like Mr. Huff, you know, used to buy vegetables and all stuff like that. He used to go around and buy stuff.
And he had a right smart property up there.
Yes, sir.
Well, place was that Patterson bought?
Well, Patterson place there, that belongs to the you hear him talk about Azar McCoon, heard him?
Yeah.
Well, he bought that place, and we used to work that place for him for years, and then...
For how long?
Oh, I guess about 20 years, about...
Oh, he lived there that long?
Oh, yeah, he owned that place over 20 years, I know. So,
well, how did he die over No, he didn't die here.
Mr. McCoon died. His daddy died. Over. Yes, sir. That's right.
In this place?
Yes, sir. That's right. All of them fellas just to be, you take round here, Mr. Miles, if you were to just sit out and people was to tell you, you know, here was a lot of big peoples, and a lot of people made money at those times. Although the wages, everything was cheap, but they made money. They really made money, and they got away with money. And but everybody live good. Everybody done good.
Everybody live good.
That's
yeah.
right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, one thing they
had, the money would buy something. That's right. So I used to work for 50 cents a day, and we buy groceries out of that. And then we'd have a little bit of change left.
Yeah.
Now, you have to work for 50 cents a day. Now, you won't have nothing even look like you want to buy. You won't buy nothing for that little change.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It ain't even walk good to even walk in the store with three little dollars and a half or something like that. So that's going to eat up that before you can turn around. That's just about two good meals.
Yeah.
If it's two meals.
So you got in on the last round here.
That's right.
That's right.
I come up through them hard days right with them.
Yeah. And you saw these hard days, and you look at it now, and you wish to.
I wish some of these here could see some of them times.
Yeah.
That's right.
Taters, you see that Jim Means raised, you have all of them to eat your money.
Plenty. Then they didn't have to worry about where to buy none. That's right.
What'd you do about your meat, George?
Well, we just raised hogs.
You had your own meat?
Yes, sir. We just raised them.
And you'd have more pork than beef?
That's right. So we just raised all the way from 6-7 hogs. And maybe 3 or 4 cows or something like that we have, so we didn't have to worry about too much of that.
So you'd butcher cows,
yes,
too?
Yes, sir, that's right.
But now the hogs, did you have to put them up all at one time in the winter?
Oh, no, so we would kill like up in the winter time, and I don't know whether you knew about it, but we used to have what you call a smokehouse.
Yeah, I know.
we'd kill, you know, and then kill our own meat.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Salt it down.
That's right.
Good. Well, that's hard to beat, say.
Yes, sir.
Now, you farmed over here?
Used to work all over here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who'd you work for over here?
I used to work for the Wilsons. That's when the Wilsons name owned it, this place too.
They owned it on up to the middle 30s.
Right. That's true. That's true.
And then they lost it.
That's right. That's right.
And then the bank owned it. And it wasn't worth much then, was it?
Not like time. That's true.
Well, you know, I was surprised that the Richardson brothers didn't buy it back there when they could get it.
Well, they wasn't buying much probably at them time. They wasn't fooling along with any. They just started to really reaching out, buying land after. Now me and Waller, now we're the same age. After he come out of service, when he got out of service, then they start to buying, and from then on they've been buying ever since. That's
oh.
And so now me and him right along together.
Well, land was plentiful. They didn't need to buy.
No, they didn't need to buy. So, but after then they started buying. Then after he come out of service.
Yeah. So they got it.
They just
it looks now like
they just give it away,
don't it?
They sell then buy now. That's the way they do.
Yeah. I told you this before. You see, I let one of these fellows put in some peanuts up there last year. Well, he used my equipment, never fixed anything, and he left it, I guess it's two tote sacks full of, crow sacks full of old drink cans.
Took us 2-3 days cleaning up.
Okay.
Like that.
That's right.
And it was, it had, he left it up there such a stand of coffee weed that I had to actually mow the whole thing. Some of it more than once.
That's right.
So you see the way I come out.
So you come out of the rough.
I come out better just letting it go. And I still, I've done that. The only person that's where I come out with is Bill Wynn. He put melons back here. And I told you about that. And
that's
he
right.
had Pardee plow it to break the land for him. And he died, he really broke it. And he had that old John Deere tractor, that huge thing, you know, and them heavy plows, and he'd run into one of them old lighted stumps.
That's right.
And he'd just keep running into it till it pulled it out.
That's right.
I don't know how
he
had a tractor
there. I don't know how he had it. Man, it wasn't your tractor. And they put fertilizer
out. Yeah.
Bought the big fertilizer truck out here, and then they had a little trailer that held 5 tons.
That's right.
And he'd pull that out there. Right on that. I'm telling you, he workhorse.
That's right.
Well, he promised me, Bill Wynn did, that he'd get it to level off where I could put pasture back out there. Well, Pardee went off and never come back. And I kept after Bill Wynn. I said, I've taken the equipment I've got back there and tried every way I know to level that ground. And the stuff I've got up there won't do it. And he got after Pardee and sent him back over here. Well, Pardee didn't like it very much. Well, I didn't tell him. Well, I just sort of complained to Bill Wynn.
That's right.
But you see, that's he done a pretty good job, leveling up where I could have a little pasture.
That's right.
But now you see, that's what I run into.
Oh, and that's the part you sort of stared at right now. Yeah.
Well, you, George,
yes, ma'am.
It's very difficult for we don't have much good equipment around here.
Yes, ma'am.
And if that pasture up there is all rough, then guy can't go out there and do it anymore.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Can't straighten it
no,
out.
No, ma'am. That's
and,
right.
And guy can't get
but,
help. And you might get help, but he can't.
Yes, ma'am. But the thing is, what I was speaking at is, as I I guarantee that I wouldn't leave it in no bed. I'll leave it back down. I guarantee that.
Well,
I'll get it down. Back to pasture where you can put it back down. You won't see them humps in them. I guarantee you it'll be tracked back down.
Well, you see, the fellow you work with over there, he left it with ruts that deep in it.
Well, I'm sure that he did. I'm sure
that
he did.
What?
He would do it if you don't. But you're supposed to make a man agreement when you get land. You're supposed to make if a man don't want his land left on like that. Well, you're supposed to really tracked it back down just like he wanted tracked it down. Now that is true. You ain't supposed to get a person be nice enough to rent your land if he wanted left tracked it back down. Well, when you stop farming, well, you be done gilded what you done got off it. Well, then go back and tracked it down. Man.
I don't believe that's. I thought about it, right smart. I don't hold it against them. See, they've done it, but that's that's all gone.
That's true. I understand. That's true.
It's another day now.
Yes, sir. That's true. It is. That's right. That's real true. That's right.
Except you don't want to get caught again.
No, you don't. That's right. That's the main thing. See, you tell a person now where your land done been left in the way you didn't want it to be left. Well, you tell a man now, well, you know, you ain't got to let land go if he can't fix it back like live or back like you want it. Well, you ain't got to let him have it.
I think the main thing is that drainage ditch. There was a little creek running down in here.
Yes.
All it does now is just flood it, so we have a little problem there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it had a pretty good, you know, yes. It had a pretty good ditch. And
yes,
sir. You see, they just cultivated right through the ditch, and they didn't have a ditch anymore. The water stands over there where the ditch wasn't.
That's right.
And what happens is, you see, all that water comes down, it's got that Johnson grass seed in it.
That's true.
So now, you see, that's spreading on the place.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And I've been pretty lucky about that before.
Yes,
you don't get enough from renting, you know.
Yes, sir.
To bother much.
That's right.
There's not enough in it to fool with it, you see. Just to even talk about it. Not worth even the time it takes to talk about it, to rent land anymore, you see. And I don't want to be, I'm not a farmer. And, I see. I would like to work along with somebody who wasn't trying to.
I understand what you mean.
I remember.
That's right.
The first melons I got in on, this fella had them over there at the Dodd place. You know, over there at the creek.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do they call that old place? You know the one I'm talking about, where Berman Dodd is.
That's over here at Cross Creek?
Yes.
That's right.
You know the one? you know where the Miss Guthrie lives?
Right.
Well, it's just, you know, right straight on.
Right, straight
Bognack.
On. That's right, over there by Mr. Bognack.
Yes.
That's right.
I forget what they call that place.
Well, you had watermelons over there one year?
This fella had melons over there.
Oh.
And his first year, they'd had melons over there. Now, he'd one of these fine Florida crackers. I mean, he knew how to farm.
I understand. That's right.
I knew him pretty well over there. I didn't know him so well. I didn't know him at all till that time. I'll think of his name in a minute.
That's right.
He died.
Wilkerson.
Oh, yeah. I heard of him.
Oh, Bill?
Yes, sir.
What do they call it? Wilkerson. Well, he could see that they're having a good crop of melons, and that down below us there wasn't any, and that them melons was going to be worth something. And he done everything he could to discourage God and buy him out. Oh, he offered him $1,000. He finally got it up to $2,000. He had 50 acres of melons.
Yeah.
And he just barely allowing him what he put in.
Put in, that's right.
Yes, just a little like, you see. Well, you see, Ms. Dodd pretty good at business, and I suppose Dodd is too. They found out what was going on. And, he done everything he could after they got to picking the melons, cutting the melons and hauling them, everything he could to get it sort of mixed up, you see, to where they wouldn't keep track of the truckloads.
Right.
He done everything he could. And I remember, you know, Marvin Townsend, he knew what was going on. We used to laugh about it a little bit, and I said to him, "Now, Marvin, how in the world do you think of that?" He says, "I've known old Wilkerson," he says, "ever since all my life." And he says, "The one thing that hurts him is for somebody else to get some of the money." He didn't have any feeling about it at all. He just felt it naturally him. I mean, he'd come up against that so much. Brothers and brothers still living up there.
That's right. I have to understand that, Mr. Dodge and Dodge and Fred, they're putting out some water amount. I don't know how much they're putting out, but I heard that they just gonna put out a good. I don't know about how much.
That's a good place. It's right there next to the road, where there's not much where you can get to them.
That's right. It was a good place. That's right. Well, they had watermelon there last year, right there in that field there by the road there. Well, I cut, they had two fields there. And one out further on back, and then down right there side the road there. Well, I cut all of them back in there for them. I cut every year and went to them.
And what you do when you farming like that, see, you kind of open up the place there, and makes it public property.
Right.
And you don't know who's coming in at what time and doing what. Now, if you was coming over here, you see, I wouldn't say anything about it.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But all these others, you see, that's that you right. don't even know about.
No, that's right.
You don't know much about.
No. That's true again.
You don't know what's...
No, you never do know. That's been for true, Mr. Miles.
Now, these people in here, they are all pretty nice people.
They are. That's true.
They don't do much
that's right.
damage. I'm not hurt. That's
true. That's the thing that I looked on so bad. You know, I feel good right with my people right close right around here. But when them good living off them on further and further on around, now I stay on the wooded side.
Yeah.
That's because you never do know how what kind of person they are.
And you feel responsible.
Right, that's for true.
Well, I had a little dealings with Patterson, Burnett. Well, I didn't know how he'd work. You know, I never had any business dealings with him. And I didn't have very much, you see.
That's right.
But, you see, the way I do, if you'd made some deal with him, you see, you'd have known ahead of time what to expect.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I'm gonna be. That's right. That's true.
And now you see what happened. I'll tell you. You probably know. I got him to plow this place up here for me. Well, it was too dry.
That's right. That's true.
And really. He ought to have told me that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is too dry to plow it. For him to plow it.
That's right.
Because what he's got is one of them old bottom plows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a drag plow.
That's right.
He don't have much control of it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he gets a dry place or a hard place, and it pops out of the ground.
That's
well,
right.
What's he going to do?
keep going. That's right. That's right.
So you might say when he got through up there, it was about 2/3 plowed.
Right.
And it wasn't smooth at that, you see.
I know it. That's true.
Because his equipment.
And he got too sorry equipment to work with. That's true.
He's a worker.
I don't dominate people's own bad equipment, but he can't do nothing. He can't do no work for me. That's true now. Although I like to see work, I like love to see people's fields did good. And I do know about it, because I sit up on them tractors too, and I know what's sitting up on the mills, and I really want my land fixed up good.
Yeah.
And the only way that I desire to do it is I jump up on them myself and run them too, because I really want it fixed up good, because I'm the one that got the wick out there in it.
Well, one day I went over there, I didn't, if anybody's working over here, I don't bother.
No.
But I went over there, I wanted to see him about something, and he wasn't there. He had one of his boys on the tractor. Well, that's all right. Except, what he gonna do, you see, they got so many ways of getting around it. You see, he'll get the job, and then he'll send his boys out to do it.
Right. That's true.
Well, maybe the boys do it as good as he will. But that ain't it. I hired him to do it.
Right. That's true. That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to stay there and see how it did. Anyway, if he was going to let his boys help him, well, he should be there to see how, what sort of job they're putting up.
Well, you see, that's what you run into, George. You have, you get into such complications.
Well, you're right.
And, I don't know. You see,
I didn't like it. Not to cut you off. I was looking at when he was doing that job up there for you, all right enough. Cause I was I was farming this place around here on the lakeside. There, Mr. Streicher's place. So
yeah.
I'd be looking at it when I go along there.
Yeah,
But I didn't say I didn't know. But I didn't like the job he was putting on over there. I was looking. I sure saw. I was going back to the farms over there every day.
So that's
what
I run into.
Well, it's always fun to have, you know, a little activity going on your land and
right.
people working
that's
around
true.
And,
yes,
and I'd
ma'am.
Like, you know, for you to have something.
That's
but,
right.
But God just, he can't keep.
Yeah, the moderation of it.
That's right.
Bill Wynn's the only one that's you know, where it's been.
That's true.
Where's he been pleasant?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Who's worked out his
that's
job
true.
Here?
That's right. Well, I agree with him. I know. I understand. I'm not like a lot of people, you know. A lot of people, you know, don't understand, you know. Then they want to get on the cross side with people. But I do understand, you know.
Well, you'd rather stay friends with
that's
people.
Right. I understand,
and
you know. That's right.
And you know, there's no water here now.
No, ma'am.
When
right.
Bill was here,
that's
there
true.
Was some water down
yes,
there.
Ma'am.
He could use the sprinkler.
That's true. Yes, ma'am.
And
but
he irrigated.
For what? That's
he
right.
He irrigated. Yep.
Oh,
Freddie,
yes,
Freddie irrigated.
That's
but
right.
No more. There's not any water in here.
No,
you,
ma'am.
You can see down there.
That's
there's no
right.
water.
Yes, ma'am. There's no water like it used to be. That's right.
Sure dried up.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you didn't have one single hurricane last year, did
it? No, that's right.
You have to take a hurricane to keep the water up.
Well, I wouldn't say all the time it do, Mr. Miles. We just haven't been having enough rain in news ever be. We have always been getting rains pretty sturdy. And we in Houston didn't have too many hurricanes years back, but every now and again. But we would have more rainy days and nights than we do now. We ain't getting any now, so that's everywhere now. That's what caused the water to get away. We ain't getting enough rain. That's right.
What was your idea, George?
I'm busy looking around at Mr. Miles. I'm trying to find some land. I'm going. Well, this is my last time that I can deal around going around because. Time is running fast on me, and I do want to try to get it fixed.
You need to get
land. Yes, I got to get my land fixed up fast now because everybody else is getting in here, getting on.
You saying about watermelon?
Yes, ma'am.
Just
I'm
watermelon.
Up there. Yes, ma'am. I'm up there. So. I got another fella that promised that. Well, I have sawing, but he's sawing wood. About a fellow over here making up or something wood that he got some land over here on going on out to Flemington side out there. So I have been out there, but I'm going to go out there. I'm going out there after I leave you. I'm going back home and I'm going to eat down and I'm going out there now and see what sort of land he have over there.
Are you looking right now for watermelon?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a watermelon land.
That's right.
This, you see,
but,
you can plow this grass up in the wintertime, but you can't plow it up in the
yes.
growing season.
Yes,
if you do,
right.
you got to start all over
yes,
again.
Sir, that's right. But I'm going to try to find some land to plant some, like, squash, beans, peas, like that.
Well, why didn't you get in on this thing with Dodd over there?
Well, it won't do for that. See, that'd be too many. That'd be too many on one crop or on one go there. See, that would be him, Freddie, myself too, and him. So, and if somebody ain't gonna get no money, you know. Somebody going after, you know, all of them going together, you know. So somebody ain't gonna have nothing.
But you could have got in with him early.
Well, I didn't. Him and Freddie had made that side with him since we're last year before watermelon season went out.
Oh, they
had. Yeah, they know it about it. Yeah.
They had that made up.
They had that made it up.
Oh, you don't grow sweet potatoes.
No, man, but I'm planning on, if I can find enough land, I'm planning on trying to grow some this time. That's the crop I said I was going to try, if I can find some land, do the plant some more.
Okay, George, we used to figure, when I was growing up, I worked in sweet potatoes right smart, and we figured the best price we could get then, at least the price we could make some money on,
yes,
was a dollar out of the field.
Right.
And then we didn't have all that handling and curing.
Yeah, that's see. True. That's right. That's true.
That's a dollar out of the field. And I don't remember what the hamper cost then, but it didn't cost much.
Yes, sir.
What did it cost back then? 10 cents?
About 15 cents at the least.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 10 or 15 cents.
Yeah.
Now, it's out of sight now, Mr. Meyer.
Yeah.
65.
A hamper?
Yes, ma'am. 65 and 70 cents. If you get one of them new baskets, you know, them new ones, you're going to pay about 70 cents baskets for them, if you can find a new one.
I got one from this store the other day, and they got a plastic bottom.
That's right. They ain't good neither. They won't last long either. You got to have them with the best of care now.
That's
true.
You can't throw them around.
No, sir, you can't throw them around.
Yeah.
And them old, those are what it's called secondhand baskets. Now you're paying 65 or 70 cents for them.
Is there money in potatoes, George?
Yes, ma'am. It's good money. Yes, ma'am. It's money.
Would you put them in and sell them all right out of the crop, or do like Jim Means did?
What I'm planning on doing, Mr. Miles, I'm planning on planting enough, and I'm going to peel them around. I'm going to just sell them to a certain price if I can make them. That's what I said. I'm going to just get me some in sacks or baskets, buckets, and just sell them just like that. Go around from house to house. That's the way he used to do.
Now, you haven't got machinery.
Well, I ain't got the machine, but I know where I can get the machine, and I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about the machine. I'm worried about the other part. That's it. So.
Well, these old, you don't need much machinery if you could just get it broke.
That's right. That's true.
But on a little plot, you're going to have a hard time getting it broke for you.
Well, you don't have too hard a time. That's, like through time is now, well, you can get land fixed up so fast now, Mr. Miles, it's no hard part of getting fixed up, because there's Mr. William over there. Well, he get in there, he'll have you fixed up before you can turn around good.
Yeah, but he won't come just for a little dam.
Well, he'll come for two or three or four acres or something like that. I'm stepping, he passing by. You're throwing little cuts if he anywhere he's going by. Where's that going?
But he don't come this way.
Well, sometime he do.
Well, I tried him one fall for the rye, and I tried him early, way back in September.
Well.
And I said, would you be able to get it in this month? Oh, he said there wouldn't be a chance. But next month, he had something to do for his daddy, and he had me, he could just come on over here.
Well, it ain't like it used to be now with him. You see, he got somebody now driving every day now. Don't do nothing but that's all he do.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. He got a fella drive every day. Any day that he got somewhere to go to work, he just keep it rolled on. I'll tell you, the man just go from one place to another.
And that's all he does.
That's all he do. It ain't like it used to be now. See, he do. He got a man out there just does all of that.
Well, he put me off.
Till
the times, and finally I just bought some equipment that
was sale. Well,
it ain't like
it used to be now, but see, that's all he do now. He got a man, just don't do nothing but just keep steady going from one place to the other.
And
yes, sir. You can try him anytime you want, and he's gonna get to you.
Is that right?
That's right. You got a man to drive. If he got somewhere to go, if he can got places to go, if it's 7 days a week. That man go, he coming, he'll drive every one of them days, 7 days a week. See, he working for the money. That's all he working for, money.
Yeah.
And the more places he got to go, the more money he's making.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, sir. Now, I can tell you how it go now. It ain't like it used to be.
Last year, they had melons over here. And after the melons was, I thought that'd be the first thing I knew. And they had half of that cut. And the fellow was out there on that thing, and it was just racing across there.
That's it.
And I looked at it, and it was the best flying I've seen done over there.
That's him. That's the man I'm telling you about dudes. That's all he do. Steady, just go from one place to the other.
And he wasn't saying hello or how to do or anything. He was going right on.
Sure. That's true.
And then when he fixed it, went one way, it went the other.
Right, he got them plows, must have miles, he got about, it must be about 10 or 15 tons, he'd turn it. I mean, and he carry a big stretch too when he turn it. Yes, sir. He'd turn it, then he'd come back, he'd cut it for you any way you want, and he don't joke about turning it too. And it's 20.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, it's your 20.
Yeah. And okay. I imagine you could tell him how you want it done.
Any way you want it, tractor, he attracted.
Well, now.
He's a fine boy, a man. We all know one another. We raised up together. But he works for them every day. He'll work 7 days a week if he can got somewhere for him to go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now. Mr. McCray used to come over here and help me, and he'd come anytime I said.
Uh-huh.
But you see, I was on his way. And he didn't care whether he'd done a little piece or big piece. He'd
That's
just
right.
go on in there, and I'd have everything ready for him.
I'm giving you the really low down on it now. It ain't like it used to be. Now, this boy, he glad to have somewhere to go. He'll do it. He cut at night. He'll turn it at night. He got lights on that thing just like Sam is in. It don't make no difference. He working for the money.
And he got a good cushion seat there.
Yes, sir. He don't get tired. That thing, it drive good, too. You don't get tired. powerful steering. It just, everything is works so easy. You ain't hit no, you don't feel tired or don't bump or sore up or nothing. No, man, you just like you riding in one of these here fine Carolinas or something. You don't know. That mean he be going, and he be going fast, too. He don't be playing.
Well, the only thing that I slipped up with Mr. McCray, he was so tactful, he wouldn't tell you anything.
Yes.
So he'd come over here and just make one round and plant it on one round. Well, he needed to
cross cut it. That's right. That's true.
And then plant it on the second go around.
That's
I
right.
suppose.
Yes, sir.
But you see, he wouldn't tell me that.
That's right.
And I didn't know his rig, and I didn't know anything about this
right.
sod, this Bahia sod. When I started down here, I didn't know anything about Bahia sod. Well, that stuff. If you've got something that's been there for several years, just one. And it ain't anything will cut it in one turn.
That's right. Yeah, you need to cut it when you're turn it. Well, you need to cut it if you can, because how rough it is. If it's rough, you should cut it both ways, you know.
Yeah.
So now he fixed my watermelon land up last year. At least he did it all. He did all mine in less than 2 days, and he turned it, and then he went back. Then he cut it for me, and I was ready to go.
Yeah.
That's right. I get him anytime. Anytime I feel like I want something dead, I get a hold to him anytime.
But you grew up with him.
Yes, sir. I know them all. I know him and Mr. William, all of them.
Yeah.
So. Well, I do good favors for them. I get out and help them work. I help them all. I get out and do all, anytime if I got a break or they need me to do something, I take off and help them. And we've been knowing, all of us been knowing one another for years.
Well, that's it, you see. Anybody like that, see, it's a different matter. But see, I don't even know what they're doing, much less helping them.
Yes, sir. Well, this boy, what he got now, his name Roy, what doing the tracking for him, he'll tell you plain, he'll tell you exactly if you want how he work and he'll cut it, he'll turn it, he'll do it any way you want, and then he'll fix it any way you want to fix it, too.
You remember when he got onto that last year?
That's right. Yes,
didn't
sir.
He cross cut it?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's true, too.
And it looks so good when he... First time he cut it.
That's right. That's
true. But he went ahead and crossed it.
Yes,
and he just flew.
He drives it. He don't play now. He still goes. He still goes on. Yeah.
Lord, I don't think there's anything but corn that'll work out there. But they made pretty good melons.
That's right. Well, Mr. Baker, he gonna plant part of it. Mr. Bob Baker down there, he tell me he gonna plant some corn out there, part of it in corn, and he's going to plant greens in some parts of it.
Oh.
That's right.
So he's going to have it again?
Yes, sir. He got it now.
Isaiah not going to...
Isaiah might have a little cut in there, but Mr. Bob Baker got the most of it.
It's got so much Johnson grass in there, I don't see how anything can grow.
Well, he said, Mr. Bob Baker said he's going to keep it. He said he's going to get shut of that grass. He said he's going to show everybody that he can get shut of it. But I want to see him when he do it.
I do, too.
Because I know...
he didn't get shut of it last year.
I know we have put weed killer. We done put all kind of weed killer on there for Fred, I know. And we still hike that stuff right on. That's what made Fred turn it loose on the corner. That stuff was so bad. And so,
he got tired of racing for that.
That's true. Yes, sir.
If you got rain the wrong time before the corn started.
It better not rain.
George, let me tell you something funny.
Yes, sir.
It was so beautiful over there with those peas at first. And yes,
ma'am.
Them and it looked just like a garden.
Yes. It did, I know.
And I was in town, and it evidently had rained or something, and I hadn't watched it for a day or two. And I came back, and I said to the guy, I didn't know he planted corn out there. He's got a great big crop of corn. That darn Johnson grass was shot up, and I thought it was corn. Just all right.
Now, if there ever come a little shower rain, you could just say, here, the next couple of days, you won't see nothing but that stuff. That's the only thing I hate about it. But they tell me, Mr. Miles, they tell me the best way to get shut of that stuff is put you some hogs.
Yeah.
They say you put you a bunch of hogs out there.
Yeah.
And just let them stay out there for us. Yes. So they'll really get it. They said them hogs really will root get that stuff up.
But you see, he got so much around the edges there, and it spreads so fast. I've lived with Johnson grass since I was a boy.
Yes.
And it got to getting worse. And up the country there, if we find just one little clump out in the field, we just take it off.
Right.
And don't cultivate there.
That's right.
And we poison it.
Go right.
And dead in that ground. Part. And they don't play with it. I mean, they're afraid of it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Of course, if it gets a, I don't know if you see, but it's, and you see what it does, you see it gets, it goes from there to the whole country.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
It goes down to these low places. You see, I got two of them. And you see, if I cultivate over here, first thing you know, this would be full of junk. So the way it runs now,
what kind of land is sweet potatoes like, George? Sort of clay land?
Yes, ma'am. Land should be on the little hard side, you know. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so that's better land for sweet potatoes.
You know, it's curious how they do that. I remember I put some indigo in one year and it was wet and didn't do any good at all. It likes it dry. And I've seen that darn stuff gets up north there, where it's sandy land, and you wouldn't think anything would grow. Just as soon as that corn started firing up, that indigo would come out, pure sand.
That's right. That's true.
And get head high. It's a
dirty
stuff. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's right. That's true. I had some good sweet potato land up on top of the hill, though.
Yeah.
On top of the hill.
Yes, ma'am. Really is not. That ain't no joke. That's some good land over there.
Yeah.
That land taps and sweet potato.
If you had that and put it in like old Jim Meanies used to do, put in a few slips and then put in the vines. Keep it going, you could make a little money on the side.
Right.
Have you,
that's true.
Do you have any way to get your sweet potato plants?
Well, I'm calling myself growing some now, Miss.
Oh, I see.
Miles. I'm calling myself getting on the smart side, you know. So
I'm
gonna try to get me out a few rows early, you know, real early, and then I go to cutting my vines from them, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, I've got some up now. We're on up here right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, they talked to you about the stock running out. Coleman, the year before last, Coleman had some that he had put in a bed and got the shoots.
That's right.
Some stock that he'd had there for years.
Yes, that's right.
And he got a good yield and some of the best tasting sweet potatoes I ever tasted.
That's right.
I told you that.
Yes, sir.
And it's, I guess they're right that the stock runs out, but his sure didn't run out.
Yes, sir. Well, I hear him say they do run out, but Mr. Miles, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't have too much belief about that part that the stock run out.